Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Rodrigo Pla. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And you're presenting one of my favorite films of the festival so far, I believe. It's called El Otro Tom, and it's really wonderful. But I was wondering whether you wouldn't mind maybe, you know, telling us, giving us a little bit of an introduction for our listeners who may not be familiar with the film yet. What does this film talk about? What's it about?
I think this is a film that proposes a possible look on the controversial diagnosis of ADHD.
Right.
And it does it through the relationship of a single mother and his problematic son, who is in a way stigmatized in the school as a problem child.
Right.
So very soon he is diagnosed with ADHD, and she starts to prescribe medicines to him, but some situations alert her about the side effects, and when she tried to stop giving him medicines, she will be menaced of taking the custody out of her, something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now this is quite a story. It deals with a lot of delicate themes, but I'm you know, wondering about the medical, let's say, dimension. Is this a serious situation? What makes you where did you get the idea to explore it? Are you interested in it? Are you concerned with it?
Well, as soon as I became a father. Yes,
okay. Yeah,
I am a
right.
father with two sons. Now they grow up, but they were quiet. They were quite special and very. They used to move a lot, and
yes.
You know. So the people started from the school. They started to talk about them and to ask you questions about them.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized they were trying in a way to, I don't know, to give them an option of medicating them.
Right.
And then we start to research a lot, and we realize that there are around 5 to 10% of kids who have been medicated, psychiatric medications.
Mm.
And
it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, especially because the way they does the diagnosis, it's quite superficial in my point of view. I mean, they diagnose taking the behavior, the observation of the behavior of the kids, without thinking about the context, the problems they have.
Yeah.
It's mostly like, does he often moves too much? That he can't finish his task?
Yeah.
Questions like that, you know?
It's a complex thing. I mean, I think it also entails education. I think it's implied in the film, too, that education comes into it, too.
Well, yes, because
an inability to understand the child, I think, fundamentally.
Inability to understand the child and to put a tag to the people.
Yeah,
I think the picture, in a way, talks about the complexity of people.
Yeah.
Everybody is single, and it's impossible to tag someone. It's too simple, you know, to say, you are homosexual, you are black, you are bipolar, you are ADHD.
Yeah.
We are, several things go through us,
totally.
Conform us, you know. It's not just one little thing.
Yeah.
And even if there are, I mean, because some boys are anguished and have some problems and all that, but if there's so many boys who are having problems or they are different, this 10%, maybe as society we should think like how to change society and how to change them, to put them in a box and to be like successful as our society wants them.
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Why not to give them a space?
Yeah, I mean, in this film too, the fact that the protagonist is a single mother also adds another layer to the delicate situation that you explore.
Of course, the character of the film, she's too young. I mean, she had the song when she was very young, so she has a lot of life.
Yeah.
In front of her, and in a way she's frustrated of having the son. Yes, she loves him, but it's a complicated relationship, and she makes mistakes, and the boy also, you know, and it's as imperfect as human beings are, you know.
Yeah.
So of
it's
course
a real relationship. It's a
it's real,
a real relationship. It's not an idealized relationship.
We try to do that, obviously. When we even think on our characters, we try to say we are portraying people.
Right.
Not characters, because when you talk about characters, you give them a disguise. How to say it? Like a...
Sure, yes, yeah.
You know, like a schematic thing.
Yeah.
But when you go deeper with them, yeah, in the little things, we try to tell the story through little things, events in the story, you know?
And how did you do that with the actors?
To see the nuances. The actors, it's the first time for them.
Oh, really?
All the actors were from El Paso, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, in the United States and Mexico, these border cities.
Okay.
And we decided to go with non-professional actors because it was more accurate and we could get more from them, you know? So we made like a long journey of workshops and we'll teach them how to act, yes, in a way, like 6 months. And it gave us something else, I think so. Yes, they did it very well and they got involved with the characters. Of course, we choose people who were close to what we wrote about them, yes.
So how much did you have conversations with them as you were coming up with the characters? Was there a process in particular as far as the relationship between the mother and the son is concerned? Because that's something else that can be tricky to capture.
Yeah, I didn't even give them the script. We didn't give them the script.
Because
what we tried to work with them in the workshops was to develop the character.
Right.
This way we could put the our characters, I mean the personage, in different situations and they will react after what they know they are. So sometimes they got surprised in the things they were going to do, you know?
It's very natural.
It was so that helped us a lot. But we rehearsal a lot in different situations. Yeah. Yes.
They're kicking us out. But
okay,
we have to end it.
No,
but
please.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks
a lot for joining us.
Please.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.